historically, and by its very charter, the UN is to become the world's central government. They've talked about that. Our past presidents, from Bill Clinton to the Bushes to Obama, they all walked in sync, advancing the interests of the New World Order, this global government, what they often referred to as the best insurance policy for world peace. And I want to find out from you, do you think that this current challenge of the UN's power by the United States, by President Trump, and put it the other way, the UN's challenge of the United States by doing this kind of voting that they're trying to do, when we look at this and we know that ultimately there's going to be a one world government that's going to come to place, the Antichrist is going to come out of that power base, it almost looks like you have two major sides of this equation, the UN, and you have the United States and Israel. But in terms, if you link this all with prophecy, when you look at it, how do you think it's going to play out? Is President Trump's threat to cut funding to the United Nations going to make the United Nations bow, or is the United Nations' threat to the United States going to make the United States bow? How do you see these pieces working out? Because right now, we don't have two guys that can walk together. There's a conflict here.
This is going to be a very interesting relationship and dynamics to follow, Sam. This is going to be so interesting. There will be no one world United Nations order as long as we are here, as long as the evangelical Christians, the believers are still here in this planet, whether it's President Trump or Pence and many members of Congress who are Christians. We're going to be a force till the Lord takes us. And I think that this will be significant because, I mean, from the day one, if you start really following it, what Ambassador Haley was saying at the UN from day one, she said there's a new sheriff in town. She condemned these resolutions against Israel. I mean, this was a whole different day. I mean, we're giving 25% of the UN budget to the UN. They're headquartered there in New York City, and I think Trump and Haley and many Americans and also members of Congress look at the UN as a paper tiger. And then you have all these resolutions that are so one-sided against Israel and anti-Semitic. And then, you hear it, you hear the UN over the years, it's a group of dictators and despots. 55-plus countries that fit that bill. And very large, some of those countries are Muslim countries also. So we got a power center right now here in Washington, D.C. that's going to hold them accountable, and they're going to take them on. I listened to the speeches at the UN on the Trump resolution, and it's just, this is illegal. How dare he was illegal? How dare he did this? This is against international law. This is against UN resolutions. This is against UN General Assembly resolutions. Just condemning the United States for coming against the UN. Well, this is the kind of fight Trump and Nikki Haley are suited for, so it will be very interesting following this in the days ahead, Sam.